In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A great saint, whose name is Saint John of the Cross, wrote a very beautiful phrase about what will happen to us after our death. He wrote, "At the sunset of our lives, we will be examined in love." The particular judgment is a dogma of our faith, by which we know that when our soul separates from our body, at the hour of our death, it will go before the presence of God to be examined in love, to know how much love we gave in this temporary life. In the book of Luke, chapter 16, from verse 19 to 31, our Lord Jesus Christ presents to us Lazarus and the rich man, receiving immediately after their deaths the respective retribution or pay based on what they did in their lives. In addition, there are many testimonies that show us that all this is true, that heaven, purgatory, and hell actually exist. It is only a matter of knowing the lives of the saints based on true sources, and on the 99 Catholics channel, you will find reliable information that will help you to verify the existence of these realities and to know about the particular judgment. Everything that we live in this temporal life centers on true love. Saint John the Apostle tells us in 1 John chapter 4, from verse 16 to verse 17, "We have recognized for ourselves and put our faith in the love God has for us. God is love, and whoever remains in love remains in God, and God in him." Love comes to its perfection in us when we can face the day of judgment fearlessly, because even in this world, we have become as he is. For this reason, the most important thing is to be clear that the main purpose of our lives is to know God more every day. Know him through his word, so please make sure you have a Catholic Bible. You can also know God through prayer, because prayer is the food of the soul, since without prayer, we will lack the strength of God to overcome the problems and temptations of each day. You can know God through the sacraments, through the teachings of the Church, through the lives of the saints. Because by knowing God, we can love him and be filled with his love. We can give that love to others, to our neighbor. The treasure of revelation contained in sacred scripture and in tradition was entrusted by God to his Church. So with the assistance of the Holy Spirit, the Church preserves it, transmits it, and announces it to men as the source of all saving truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.